Hi, my name's Kimberly, and I'm founder of Hugo in the Early Years, which is an international hub for supporting early years teaching, training, and inspiration. With all the work I do, helping to support early educators and families to be the very best version of themselves by embracing the Scandinavian ways of living well. So, hi, welcome back to our podcast. In this week's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the wonderful trip that I took to Sweden a couple of weeks ago now. So, I'm going to be sharing some of the details of where we stayed. And then this is just part one of this Swedish trip podcast. I will be following up next week with part two. So, this is something that you guys have asked for. So, I wouldn't normally go in and share lots of holiday information with you, but I've had so many questions asking about this trip. So I thought I would share it. I've shared it in a blog post if you prefer reading. So you can have a read of it over at www.hugointheearlyyears.co.uk. There's some photos on there as well if you want to see a little bit of inspiration from our trip. Or you can just listen to me. You can listen to me chat away. So here I am, back from Sweden. I've gathered my thoughts, gathered my reflections from the trip, and I'm ready to share it with you. Now, we had a wonderful few days. It was a very short trip. We left our little boy with his nanny, with his lovely nanny for 3 nights. We don't do it very often, we do it once a year. And it's our time really just to have a lovely trip together where we can connect as a couple and also reflect on where we are as a family, where we're at in terms of our goals, and what's important to us, sort of rebalancing. So we got up super early to take our morning flight, which left about 7 a.m. from Manchester Airport, and we flew with Ryanair into Gothenburg. Really smooth flight. It was very short. It was about an hour and a half, if that. A really nice time to just relax, grab a coffee, drink a hot coffee. Anyone with a baby or toddler knows this is quite tricky. So this time was very much appreciated. And I just had a chance to flick through the latest copy of a Scandi magazine, which I've got, which was really lovely. We then hired a car. It happened to be a Volvo, which we got. It's a bit of a lucky dip, but to be expected when in Scandinavia. And then we took a drive. It was probably about 2 hours-ish to southeast Sweden into the middle of nowhere, middle of the countryside, and we stayed at the Tract Forest Hotel. On our way there, we passed so many beautiful wildflowers just at the side of the road. In particular, there was lots of foxgloves lining the road and cow parsley, and it just looked so pretty. We arrived at the Tract Forest Hotel. We checked in. So it was very quiet. There's one main building, which is a converted farmhouse. The hotel is all run by a small family that have the farm and the area around the hotel. And on it, they have built five really unique tree houses just in the middle of the forest. And it's really peaceful and so pretty. Very private spaces that they've created. You don't feel overlooked. They've got so much space within the woodland that you kind of think, gosh, if you were somewhere else, you would have probably tried to cram in as many of these tree houses or cabins as you possibly could into the space. But actually, the beauty of these is that they are really spread out, and you feel like you've got your own private space. And I like that. I really like that about it. I like the intimate feel of it. When we checked in, the lovely farmhouse that we went into, that's obviously been converted into the main building, just felt so homely. And we just sat down at the dining table with a drink and just went through who we are and, what had sort of sparked our visit to come and stay at the tree house, where we'd sort of heard of them, and what we hoped to do while we were there. So it was a really nice personal check-in. We then grabbed a luggage cart because the car park is a little distance away from the forest, which again is a really good positive. And we wheeled our suitcase along the forest floor to our lovely wooden tree house. My husband is an architect, so from his point of view, he was really inspired by the way it was constructed, the use of light, the use of glass. If you log on to my blog, you'll be able to see some images of the treehouse. But it really was a stunning piece of architecture from his point of view. And all the interiors were all made out of nature, and they'd been created as well by local students, which I thought was really special. So yeah, we checked in, and what we could do as part of our experience we could bolt on some extra experiences. Now, we unfortunately only had one night here, so we were limited on what we could do. So some of the things you could tag on to your stay was you could hire a kayak and have a guided kayak tour on the nearby lake. You could go into the sauna, which was in the middle of the woodland, so a very private space, and enjoy some time in a hot tub there and enjoying maybe some wine or some locally produced juices, just enjoy some time in nature. Or you could do what we decided to do, was we took a 1K walk down the hill, down through the farm, past the hopping bunnies, and we enjoyed an outdoor sauna all to ourselves. So it was in a little wooden cabin, smoke coming out of the chimney, and it was right next to a lake that we could swim in. So we loved this. This was really lovely, very, very tranquil. Dragonflies just skimming the water, birds tweeting in the trees. We literally didn't see or hear anybody else while we were there relaxing. And even though it was 27 degrees heat outside, the thought of doing a sauna experience within this heat seemed maybe a little bit odd at first, but actually it worked really well. And we did a little bit of a cycle of going into the heat of the sauna, spending 10 minutes in there, and then going into the lake, which was really cold as you sort of went in, but then the longer you were in, you realized that the top layer of the water actually had a nice warmth to it. Now, I'd never done any wild swimming before, so this was quite a nice new experience to do. The pond was very pond-like, so I couldn't actually see my legs, my toes when I was in there. I love nature, I love wildlife. I just don't know how I feel about some creatures, some wildlife touching my toes when I'm swimming. So my husband at one point, when I'd got in first before him, said, "Can you reach the bottom of the lake?" And I said, "Oh, I don't want to try. I don't like the feel of the thought of something touching my toes when I put my feet down." So I don't know. I don't know how deep it was. I didn't put my toes down to feel. And I didn't really think too much about what could be swimming in the lake with me either. I just focused on being present with what I could see, and the open sky above my head and the clouds, and oh, it was just so beautiful. And then we'd been given some lovely local drinks to have while we were spending our time down by the lake. So I'd gone for a pressed elderflower and apple juice, and my husband was trying one of their locally produced beers, which he said was very nice. So once we'd done our sauna experience, we then popped our robes back on and we walked back up the hill, back through the farm, back through the hopping bunnies, back to our tree house. We got changed and then we headed back to the main building, the main farmhouse, for a wonderful evening meal. Now, it was a set menu, so there wasn't any choice. You ate what was on the menu, and some of those dishes are things that I wouldn't have picked if they were on a menu where there was lots of different choices. But I'm so glad I tried them. There wasn't anything I ate that I didn't like. And it was so good to eat such fresh local flavours. Everything that was on the menu had been created within the surrounding area. So, for instance, anything made of the dairy had come from the cows that were on the farm. The sourdough bread had all been made in the farmhouse. All the vegetables were just so fresh. It was just lovely. The environment that we ate in, even though it was a restaurant with multiple tables, it felt very, very homely. And there was lovely sort of natural wallpaper on the walls. There was wildflowers in jars on the table, candles, and it was a very intimate dining experience. I loved how the food was served on things like a log. So our starter came out and it was served on a chopped up log. So that was really pretty the way that was shared with us. So we actually ate our starter and main course inside, but it was a really lovely evening. And so once we got to our final course, we were invited to go and take it outside. And this was like a rhubarb compote, delicious. So we sat just on the grass behind the main building, and it was a beautiful summer's evening. It was really close to midsummer, and there was a lovely big Swedish family that were there enjoying their food as well. And they had quite a few little children, probably under the age of three, and it was very relaxing. The children were just playing in the sand pit. The parents looked very relaxed and carefree because their children were happy. There was no pressures to, sit formally at a table. It was all very relaxing. So we did that. And then we headed back to our tree house, which involved taking a nice summery walk through the forest, walking off all that delicious food that we ate. And then there were some blinds that you could pull down if you wanted to within your tree house to stop the natural light coming in, or you could just fall asleep with nature. And when nature darkened, you could experience that. You could stargaze if you wanted to. There was a panel above our head in bed where there was a window and you could look up into the treetops and see the sky. We decided to do that. We decided to just leave our blinds open. There wasn't really anybody passing, so it didn't bother us. And it was great. We fell asleep in nature and then we woke up to nature. We woke up to the natural light and it felt really, really good. So then the next morning, we woke up and we had a delicious breakfast basket delivered to our tree house, filled with goodies, so many goodies, and far too much for us to eat there and then, that we ended up making a picnic out of it and it lasted us all day. But we had things like homemade granola, fresh fruit, locally produced jams. There was wild boar meat. There was herring. There was all kinds of locally produced stuff, and it was so good. The only thing that was maybe a little bit too much for me was the very, very strong coffee. I'm sure if you are a keen coffee drinker, you would have really, really liked it. But for me, I do tend to go on more of the weaker side of coffee. I tend to order lattes normally. So for me, the coffee was super strong, but probably good if I'm at home, and I have a toddler that hasn't slept. Probably a good dose of that coffee would keep me going all day. Yeah, so after our delicious breakfast, which we had outside, just sat amongst the trees listening to the birds. Oh, I forgot to say, I put the Mail in Bird app on my phone at this point, so that I could detect and identify some of the birds that were around us. And we managed to hear a tawny owl, a woodpecker, and lots of other different birds. It was great. It was so relaxing and nice to really just take our time over breakfast. I think we were out there about an hour and a half, just grazing at the lovely food, chatting, and just taking in, soaking in all the nature. Then after that, we actually checked out of our tree house. But we grabbed a trail map on our way out so that we could do a forest trail through the area that we'd stayed in. So we enjoyed a wonderful hike through the trees. There was lots of spots along the way to just sit and ponder in nature without any great agenda, without any great accomplishments to be made. It was just, yeah, being at peace, being at one with nature, free let's live, which I really liked. We went past a wildflower meadow, which was just so inviting to walk through. It was really, really pretty. And then we headed back to our car after that. And as I said, we didn't have too long in Sweden. So we ended up then driving to the next part of our trip, which was to stay at a little water chalet at a Swedish vineyard. So very, very different in the way it felt to where we'd just been. Where we'd just been was very much a family feel. It was on a farm. It was really in the middle of nowhere, really, really idyllic. And next week, I'm going to tell you how different staying on the vineyard was. It was great. It was a really, really good experience, but it did feel very, very different. It had more of a resort type feel to it. But I would really like to share lots from that part of the trip as well, because that was really interesting. It was somewhere that my husband again had come across from an architecture point of view, because he'd been following the designers over on LinkedIn, and their work had popped up, and it really inspired him. So we were very lucky that we were able to take a trip to visit it. Now, I think from being away in Sweden and doing lots of reading while I was there, reading lots of Swedish literature, thinking about the interiors, thinking about the way the Swedes were living their life, and probably doing lots of people watching as well, soaking it all in as much as I could. It just reminded me of the fact that the Scandinavians are very good at living a simple life and finding joy in the simplicity, which is something we try to do as a family, but every now and again we just get a little bit out of balance. So it was really good to just review where we were at in terms of our routines, the things we've got in our house, the stuff that we've got, the way we're living our life, and just make sure that we're staying on that track of living the way that we want to do. And certain parts of our day I've realised have become unnecessarily complicated. So, for instance, I found myself having a six-step skincare routine and thinking, do I really need this? Do I really need six steps to a kid's skincare routine? Can I not simplify it? I don't think I've had six steps before in the past, but in this last year, suddenly I've added all these extra things to my morning routine that just don't need. So I've gone back to simplifying that, and it made the start of my day easier. So that's one thing that I've reflected on. I've also been thinking about every room of our house and thinking if the things within the spaces have a function. Do they sort of have that connection to nature? Do they bring us joy? Is it things, are there things, sorry, that we use at the moment? Because I think sometimes we collect things, don't we? We can become hoarders. And I've done a little bit of that since having Oliver. People have passed things on to me, which has been really kind, and I've held on to things, and yeah, suddenly seem to have so much stuff and so many toys, and we don't need all those toys. Oliver is so happy playing with a stick that he doesn't need all this stuff. So yeah, simplifying everything. And I've given myself the task of passing things on to others, giving things to charity, and also listing things onto Vinted as well. And any money that we do get from selling things on Vinted, we're going to put back into our memory making fund. We don't need stuff. So they were my reflections. My husband also had similar reflections to me. He was also, from a design point of view, very interested in Swedish design of the buildings, the interiors, especially the way where we stayed, especially at the second place, combined elements of Japanese interiors and Scandinavian interiors together. And that's something that we will be exploring, I think, more. A trip to Japan is definitely getting higher on my bucket list as well. I've never been, but people do keep telling me this. So if you fall in love with hygge and the Scandinavian way of living, then we think you really like the Japanese way of slowing down and finding joy in the simple things. And I can see that. I can see now there are many similar elements or complementary elements that I really want to be intrigued by and discover firsthand for myself. So, yeah, I might start looking at how we could make a trip to Japan possible in the future. If you have been to Japan, I would love to know. Drop me a DM, send me some information, any hints and tips, I would really appreciate. But for now, I'm going to leave you. I know it's a little bit of a funny podcast episode this week. I've not really been talking about anything early childhood related, but I'm hopefully answering a few questions that you guys had about Sweden. So there we go. I'm going to head off now, and I will hopefully be back next week with Sweden part two. Have a lovely weekend. Take care. Bye.